neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Vayishma Yitro, Midrash asks, what did he hear to come? So Rashi HaKadosh explains that he heard Qariyat Yam Suf, that Am Yisrael went through the ocean. So he heard Qariyat Yam Suf and came. Why did he come? When he heard Qariyat Yam Suf, why did he come? No, it says he heard Qariyat Yam Suf and came. What? Why Qariyat Yam Suf interested him?
Because it was a big miracle and he wanted to find the right God.
How about others? Dam, Sephardia, Kinim, Arab, Hoshech.
Qariyat Yam Suf happened for the Jews to use it personally.
Hazak Lor, beautiful. Because Yitro found the Haggadah volume second hand. He bought it and then he read in the Haggadah that Am Yisrael made a lot of money in Qariyat Yam Suf. So then he said it's worth it to come and join this nation because they give a lot of money. So that's why Bizat Hayam, as the Haggadah says, was a big thing.
A lot of money.
Yeah, so he came. So now Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem did not want to accept him.
So he came for the money.
Well, what else? Why would you come?
He had a lot of money already.
No, the question is, why Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was living with Yitro, how come he never thought of joining Am Yisrael? Is that enough to live with the Chatan, that he's holy, he's Tzaddik, so how come he didn't come then?
Maybe he was jealous.
I'm sorry?
Maybe he was jealous.
Jealous of what?
Of Moshe Rabbeinu.
So why did he come now?
Now he becomes less jealous,
and
he decided to join the club.
If he would want to come, so he had the opportunity to come, right?
Now he cannot refuse, it's too big.
And beside that,
he's the only one that came with him. Millions of people
have heard all his life.
No, the question is, even though that we say he came because of the miracles, then
all his life he was looking for
now, good, yes. So now he comes because he heard miracles. So when he came because of the miracles, exactly. So now because only the purpose that. So if he comes only because miracle took place, so that means his intention is not purely kosher.
So that the Jewish are the same also. They believe in Hashem because of all the miracles.
Yes, that's what Ramchal explains. We have two types of yirah. It's yirat ha'onish or yirat ha'lememut. Yirat onish means you only serve Hashem because you're scared that Hashem will punish you.
So what was so special about Am Yisrael that they deserve to get out from inside?
Does Hashem pick them as a nation, as the children of Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Avinu Alav Shalom? But as far as Yitro, it's the same name as Parshat Balak. You praise Balak?
No.
No, it's the same thing. So that means Chas V'Shalom should not be misunderstood that Yitro came, so now it's a role model.
He came and left.
He left because Rashi HaKadosh in Sefer Devarim explains that he went back to his family and whatever that he can do. Also, he didn't want to be a burden on his son-in-law.
That's why maybe we don't have the
name Yitro with for our children.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
When he went back, did he become praise Hashem or praise other
idols? Yes, yes. He says, Bil'am says, Hapini, Parshat Balaam, that he envied Bil'am because they were a co-worker. They had a job in the same office at the palace of Paro. But so he was in a very great pain that he felt that Yitro was able to grab the opportunity. But the point of matter here is, we see he came. Why did he come? Because he heard the miracles. What were the miracle that Hazal they explained to us? Payad Yam Sof, Mechad Am Aler, and so on. Sha'asa Elokim Le Moshe, that Hashem was mighty to Moshe, and so on. But the point of matter here is teaching us, this is not the right Avodah. That means, you don't serve Hashem just for the sake of that He will do miracle for you. So that means you have expectation. So if the expectation will come through, say, Chazak Baruch, what a kind Hashem I have. But if things will not go through and it's difficult, then you say, it's not worth it. But it's a positive way. No, it's a positive way that we learn how to serve Hashem.
You have to prepare to serve Hashem, don't you? I mean, not everybody can feed the chef in life, he doesn't prepare himself.
No, if he's such a Chacham that he experienced all the gods, so now again, why did he pick Moshe as a son-in-law? Why? What did he see in him?
He didn't choose it.
What happened? He said, when he saved his daughters, he said, go get him.
Hakarat
HaTov means that he did something good, right? Moshe did something good. So he says, I hold left hands that he might consider one of you as a wife.
You're going to marry the body that's going to make good.
That's what he thought. That's the Yitro way of thinking. He said he did good. He's a good person. So now, good person deserve to be my chatan. That's it. So now we see, we don't hear nothing from him till we see, oh, he saw a miracle, he heard miracle, he was saying, he was drinking a glass of water, and all of a sudden he sees the glass of water split in half. Say, oh, wow, look at this God. You know, you see his greatness. It affected all around the world. Oh, this is the God, you know, I have to worship. No, what kind of mentality is this? You don't worship Hashem, you don't serve. You are very selfish because if things go smoothly, then you love Hashem. But if things would not go smoothly, no, that is gone. No, it's not worth it.
For a person that's not Jewish, like Yitro, how else would he be able to believe in Hashem?
That he would realize that what our heritage is all about, not what Hashem is able to do for us. If your child only listen to you when you give him candy, then you have a lot of overhead. You know, you have to keep going to the candy store. That's not how you serve Hashem.
But children don't grow up on logic. You have to force it.
On the contrary, he expected, Mashallah, that he will devote his first son to Yitro through logic to become God worshiper. So Gershom was given actually to Yitro. He made a covenant with him. He said, you could marry my daughter as long as I will have your first son. So if he is such a logical person, you don't need miracle. What do you need miracle for? But here you see, he came, why? He heard. You came because you heard? What kind of attitude is this? You only interested in Hashem does good to you?
Not necessarily.
That's why he came. That's why he came.
But Yishmael could go much, much deeper. It could be in his DNA that he realized and understood that there is an order, there is a law, and Hashem is responsible for it. So Yishmael, not necessarily he heard and calculated what's my benefit.
Yeah, exactly. It's not true, because he heard, as Chachamim Zand explained to us, only what Hashem brought about to save his nation. And so on. Para Aduma, Tanchoma says he heard Para Aduma, and so on.
He was just surprised because everything was out of God. When he saw Amisar in the desert, with all this thing that was coming to them, with no connection with
there's no such a thing. We don't have such a word in Jewish kosher dictionary as a surprise. Yehudi should have emunah peshuta. That's it. He did not have emunah peshuta. If he had emunah peshuta, he should have been a Yehudi when they said Hava nidcha k'mal lo at the time of the Paro, when he accepted Moshe as his hatan. Now you come.
Koilani shomote, hallel ko halleluko. Koilani shomo ni shomo sheli. Koilani shomote, hallel ko halleluko. Koilani shomo ni shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.